And this is Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life. I'm Pat Ryan, along with Brenda Aiken, Aaron Earhart, Sarah Kinsey, and Eric Wunderlich. And we are so glad that you've been a part of this Renew Your Hope Pledge Drive, our share-a-thon for spring of 2024. We're going to take this hour to pray the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy, pray live with you. We want to pray your intentions. And we also have a very special gift that we'd like to give you just during this hour by giving us a call and sharing your prayer intentions with us. You can call. Our volunteers are standing by right now, 888-823-5286. 888-823-5286. We're not taking any pledges right now. We're not soliciting any gifts right now, just prayers. And if you do call, you can get one of these Divine Mercy devotional phone decals. That's what we have, a beautiful gold Divine Mercy image that can go on your phone. It can go on your car. It can go on your water bottle. It can just go wherever you want to put some Divine Mercy. We've got those for you. It's just our way of saying thank you and being a part of this wonderful hour of prayer. So shall we enter into the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable Divine Mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of mercy as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He came to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
We offer this decade for the return of those who have left the practice of their Catholic faith.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
We offer this decade for an increase of priestly and religious vocations.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
We offer this decade for all of Mater Dei Radio's benefactors, volunteers, guests, and donors, both past and present.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
We offer this decade for all those suffering from cancer and other serious illnesses.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And we offer this last decade for the relief of the holy souls in purgatory.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to you and your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, it is so wonderful to be able to do that. I've been looking forward to doing that since we signed on Monday morning at 7 o'clock. I was like, can't wait till Friday at 3 where we can pray the chaplain. It's even better than I imagined.
This must be, what, maybe 4 or 5 share-a-thons
now? I think we're going
now
on like 5 doing it. Yeah. We did it during shortly after COVID, right? We started that. Yeah.
It's just such a wonderful time to just take this pause in the middle of the day. We don't want to think about goals or having callers call in. We just have an opportunity to pray together and for you. And so we have our volunteers. This hour, we are just going to, you know, ask for your prayers, for your prayer intentions. We have this beautiful Divine Mercy decal. I had a great opportunity recently to talk to our good friend, Father Niall O'Riordan. He's become a quick friend of Mater Dei Radio since I've had a chance that I was first introduced to him. And he said, Divine Mercy, that's it. That's that key. That's that gem that God gives us. He said, look into that. Pray that daily because, boy, God's infinite mercy, we can't even understand. Unfathomable, as the prayer says. His mercy is that it's a well that never goes dry. And so we just have this opportunity. So please call in this hour. No pledges. We just want to send you this decal. It's really nice. You can just rub it onto the back of your phone. You can rub it onto perhaps a leather book or binding that you like to have, that just that reminder that you pray with Mater Dei Radio.
And it's gold. I like the way that it stands out against that black backdrop that they have in the picture. So it really looks nice. And again, it's yours. Just call and talk to one of our volunteers. We've got them on the phone bank, and they'll be happy to take your prayer request. Now, very special, the prayer request we received this hour, you're headed off to Italy.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm very, very blessed. This has been a trip that I think has been in the works since last year, that we began thinking about what we wanted to do, the good deed. And I, we are heading out on a Shrines of Italy pilgrimage, and I'm leaving on Sunday, and I'll be gone for 2 weeks. And I've been thinking about what we wanted to do for this, and I will extend this from now all the way to the end of Share-a-thon.
Nice.
That if you have a special prayer intention, a part of our tour will be spent at the Holy House in Laredo, Mary's house. In Laredo. And I just, we have so many prayer requests, especially from parents, from grandparents. I have that grandmother's heart now, that we want so much to have that faith for our children, for our grandchildren, and, well, for many reasons they leave the church. And it's a prayer that we constantly pray. So if you have an intention for a family member, for your child, for your grandchildren, it doesn't matter who. Please call. We'd love to give you this gift. Give the caller, the operator, the name of that prayer intention. I am going to take every single one of those. I'm going to put them in my bag. I'm going to fly them to Italy with me. And on that day that I am the Holy House of Mary, I will pray for that intention. Me and the good deacon will all pray for them.
That is beautiful.
So that is my gift. That's what I have to give. And I'm often reminded from so many people, Brenda, prayer is enough. Prayer is enough. And so I would love to just take those intentions with me. I've already started a little corner on my desk that I'm writing down on little pieces of paper from people who have been here this week, the names of people that need prayers for any intention, but especially for those who have left the church.
You can make that prayer request and receive one of these Divine Mercy devotional phone decals, 888-823-5286. Again, 888-823-5286. We're not taking any gifts now. We're not soliciting those gifts. We're just wanting to hear from you and your prayer request and your request for one of these Divine Mercy phone decals. You know, prior to us getting started here at 3 o'clock, I got an email from Sarah.
Oh, yes, that's right. I might have emailed a few thousand people.
Yeah. But it's wonderful because you led with prayer in the email. We led with prayer. So, I mean, it is enough. It really is.
Yeah, and that's so much of what we do here. I've shared this earlier in the week, but I keep thinking back to when we started the Hail Mary Media app, and I just had a thought of, we have some recorded prayers, and I'd used a simple prayer app during COVID that was really helpful for me. So I thought, we have them anyway. Let's just put them on there and and see what happens. And that wasn't even the main focus, but you know, it's crazy to think that it just has become what a lot of people use for prayer. Not only praying along with, you know, our live broadcast, but just how many people pray those audio prayers that we have there. And Divine Mercy especially, that's one of the most popular ones. But it's just, when I hear from people, especially during Share-a-thon, when they make their gift and they say how much they use it, that really touches me, because it was something we didn't really plan. Obviously the work of the Holy Spirit, but it's just really overwhelming to think of how many people pray along with us, just using the app and of course on all our other ways as well. But just something that I'm really grateful for this year.
Well, I think of the Great Command where Christ instructs us to go out and preach the good news to the nations. And when you gave us that report on where people are listening, it blows my mind.
It really does. I mean, I haven't even done a a full comprehensive report, because it's just going to take a long time, because I have to comb through every single show. But yeah, just looking at a preliminary report of all the different places around the world, I have to wonder, how did those people find us?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it was like, really?
Where, like, the people in Bangladesh or Ghana or Russia? I'm like, where? I'm so glad they did, but I'm really curious. You know, if you're in one of those countries and you are listening to us, send us an email. I'm just curious how you came across Mater Dei Radio. But yeah, you're right. We're called to spread the hope of Jesus Christ to all the nations, and I'm glad that we're able to do that.
Well, we were able to do it this morning. I know that we've gotten, I believe, 14 different states that have come in during the Share-a-thon, but we got a call from Poland this morning. So, yeah, Poland came in this morning.
Speaking of Divine Mercy, that's...
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. And if you remember, if you go back to that 11 o'clock hour, we had an opportunity for people who called between 11 and 12 to be a part of a drawing that we were going to have this hour, and that is Chris Blanchard, the executive director of the Grotto, who is our Catholics Cares partner for this Share-a-thon, has offered a what they call the lantern tour, but you said it's actually the cell phone light tour. But they go at night in the upper level of the Grotto Gardens, which are just amazing up there. There's the Via Matris, or the Way of Our Sorrowful Mother, and these are these beautiful wood carvings that are kind of lit from behind. They're very dramatic, and to go through there with Chris Blanchard, the executive director, guiding you and kind of giving you the inside scoop for you and 9 of your friends. So for 10 of you, we've got that, and we've got our winner that we drew from earlier, and it is John Bayer. John Bayer is our winner. John goes to St. Rose of Lima Parish. So, John, congratulations. And thank you very much for your generosity. And I hope you have a wonderful time at the Grotto. I know you're going to love that. I made that tour, I guess it's been about 2 years ago now, and it's just so dramatic to be up there, because you feel like it's just you, you know, because you're so isolated away from things and then surrounded by all those giant trees up there. It's quite dramatic.
How many of us have had just that special moment, or maybe you even felt like you needed some direction, you needed some hope, and that you took refuge at the Grotto, that you needed that? I've done that before, and we've had many just special moments there, going to see so many of our children's friends that would sing at the Festival of Lights. Mm-hmm. We've been there. I made a consecration to Mary, 33 days to Morning Glory. I did that at the Grotto. Even our goddaughter, who's like another daughter, a bonus daughter, when her husband was going to propose to her, she said, well, you're going to have to ask the deacon. And they went to the Grotto. And this young man told us how much he loved our goddaughter and he wanted to be with her forever.
That's a smart young man. Go to the Grotto.
Go to the Grotto. Let's have that discussion. So, it's just such a special gift for all of us who live nearby. And even as Brian said, people who come to visit Portland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Will go to visit the grotto.
Yeah. 100 years. I mean, it's hard to imagine. It's been, this is the centennial. 100 years ago it started. And I know Chris is gearing up things for 100 years more into the future. But this year has been especially rough. That winter storm hit them and they lost so many trees. I don't ever remember in the 9 years I've been here seeing them get hit like that mm-hmm. with all those trees yeah. down. Right. And then once they start to get things cleaned up and on the verge of getting them all finished for the cleanup, they have to break in.
Right. How frightening. And of yeah. course, if you didn't follow the news of that day, there was somebody who we believe maybe in a mental health crisis made right. his way up to the Servite Monastery, broke in, broke windows, frightened the Servite, those that were sleeping there. Thankfully, none of them were hurt. And now it's just a matter of repair. Mm-hmm. I think Chris said because of the age of the monastery, the windows aren't exactly the size that you can just go to Home Depot and pick up the windows. They all have to be specially crafted and fit back into place. So they have a bit going through some events there. And so we were glad to be able to offer the Catholic Cares campaign for them this year's Share-a-thon.
And it's the resilience. You know, they set that example for us. They've been going 100 years and have adapted and overcome through wars, through depression, through all of these different winter storms throughout the ages. And it's kind of an example. I told Chris, is like, if you guys can get through it, we can get through it. Mm-hmm. You know, you provide that example for us to be able to emulate, and we appreciate that. And they're adapting too, just like our ministry is changing. It's like, you know, kind of evolving from radio onto those digital platforms. The Grotto's evolving too, and they've got this new interactive learning center that they're going to be launching in where the visitor center is now. So it's going to be a lot more hands-on and with a lot greater emphasis on Our Lady. It's like, what's this all about? What, you know, for people that are uninitiated, maybe not Catholic, mm-hmm. a lot of people just come to the grotto because of the nature setting there. So what is it all about? And it's a way to introduce them into Our Lady and to go deeper into what the grotto truly is about. What is the Pieta that is there in the grotto? What's that all about? And why is our mother holding our Lord like that? What's that about? You know, people don't know. We take that for granted in some many ways, but here's somebody that really doesn't have that background and seeing that, what is it? What is it about? Now they can really go deep.
So if you are just tuning in, we prayed a live Chaplet of Divine Mercy. This is just kind of that pause in the afternoon before our evening hours of the Share-a-thon, the last 3 hours. We just take that pause to pray with you. We are thankful for you joining us. We would love to have you call in. And we just want to send to you the Divine Mercy devotional phone decal. It is all in gold. It is that Divine Mercy image. Just a gift for you. We are not taking pledges this hour. And as an extra, if you would like, please give one of our volunteers your prayer intention. I will be traveling to Rome. I will be taking those prayer intentions to the Holy House of Mary and of Laredo, the Holy House of Laredo, while we are there. And I'm just going to pray that Our Lady's mantle be wrapped over you and your family for children who have left the faith. There ain't nothing our mama can't take care of for us. 888-823-5286. It is a free gift for you today. 888-823-5286.
Well, I really want to thank Sarah because I guess it was two, 3 weeks ago, Sarah and I had a really heart-to-heart discussion and just very frank and it really touched me. And so on Good Friday, I sat down and made a list of all the blessings that we have received since the last Share-a-thon, since that fall Share-a-thon. But I got to thinking about all the blessings that personally we have received over the last year just on the prayers that we prayed for each other and have offered up. And you know, I've had some health issues and a year ago not in good shape, but today, I mean, just transformative, and it just feels so blessed by that. And I'm just uplifted by those prayers and the reminders to pray and to be thankful for the things that we've been given and not focus on what we don't have. And I thank you for that, Sarah. But I think about you having your first grandchild, and Aaron with his first child, his daughter, his beautiful Josephine. gosh, this ministry has been blessed in so many ways beyond just the radio side of it, the broadcast side, the business side. Personally, it's been a blessing for us, but you know, it's just amazing the way it's grown.
Yeah, we do have a lot to be thankful for.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You're going to make me cry. We're not even
good.
30 minutes into this. Yeah, so if you don't know, in August, my first child, Josephine, was born. Not that there's a second one coming yet, but, you know, in God's time. But yeah, just in a beautiful, beautiful baby girl. And there were some scary parts there at the outset. She spent almost a week in the ICU from the day after she was born, but she is home. She's healthy. She's just a beaming cute child of God.
I have to every day share it. I have to ask Aaron to please share me a Josephine picture.
What's
today?
What's the update?
Where's the picture? How's she doing today? I've seen that little girl in pictures every single day. And that's joy, mm-hmm. right? That's how God meant for us to be, is to be happy and have children and watch them grow and bring them up in the faith. And we were blessed to be able to attend her baptism. Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Father Anderson.
It's just blessings. Again, we've been talking about, don't try to contain God. Don't, especially the Holy Spirit. We cannot contain it, right? The blessings is so much more than what we could ever imagine. So just let God take care of it.
Well, you've had a little addition to your family, too.
I have. And I'm the grandparent side, so I've even got it, I think, maybe even a step above Aaron, which you have, because I have all of that same love. Mm-hmm. It feels to me exactly the same. I don't necessarily have all the same hard work of it. I'm not responsible for teaching her all those lessons. I just have to love her. I just have to love her. And I once was told that a grandparent's love is that is closest to God's love for them. That you just love them exactly how they are.
Yes. And I cherish. My grandmother taught me to pray.
Yeah.
And I remember that. Mm. You know, it's many decades later.
I remember many of life. Now, my grandmother was native of Mexico. She didn't speak English, and I can remember getting blessings. I didn't understand a word she was saying. But my mom, before we'd leave, she'd say, go see Grandma. She's going to bless you.
Mm.
Okay? And I have that grandmother's breath, that imprint right on my soul from my grandmother.
Well, something else that has changed, and that is, you know, it's mixed feelings that I have about this, but we because of the generosity of our listeners, we were able to, David Endress was able to retire, you know, and you think about that. He was able to build that retirement up because we were in a position where we could offer a company match for retirement. David's able to retire, and I think that's wonderful, and it was great to see him earlier this week, to have him come in. He seems to be enjoying retirement immensely. But that's something that our listeners were able to provide, is that path for David to enjoy retirement. And then we're able to bring Eric in. Eric Wunderlich. And, of course, now Eric's off to law school, so it was kind of a brief time. But it's been awesome to have you here, Eric.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Pat. I feel kind of bad about,
no,
do not
about
feel
getting
bad.
The job.
Because you're going to give us free legal advice.
that's right yeah, and you know, I feel really blessed to have been able to be here as long as I have, and kind of learn the ropes and participate in this ministry. You know, my family's been, you know, supporters of the ministry for as long as I can remember. I've grown up listening to the station, and, you know, I have a lot of associations, so to speak. You know, so as soon as I started kind of going through the software and looking at everything in there, a lot of, oh my goodness, that's that. You know, I remember that playing at that time, and, you know, we don't air this anymore, but, you know.
Old programs.
Old programs, old voices, all that sort of thing. So, you know, I'm... thanks to this ministry and being able to be a part of it, I'm definitely in a much better place than I was when I got hired on, and about a year ago now, as I was kind of starting to wrap up my time in formation, and I didn't really know what I was going to do leaving, and you know, it was a little scary, and it kind of it didn't necessarily like freak my family out, but it was, you know, all right, well, what are you going to do? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And being able to transition out of that and be able to land on my feet. And that was something I didn't think I'd be able to do. I didn't really have the trust. And so I've really been able to continue to work on that as I've been working here and now helping out with the morning show. And I'll be filling in for you, Brenda, as best I can.
When you will do just fine.
Yeah, next week, it's the man show.
The man show
Eric and
sure.
I will be on the morning show. I was thinking we'd call it Fat Man and Little Boy.
I think that combination might have already happened once.
You know, I have learned so much about the history of this ministry through Eric and through you, Sarah, because you guys grew up with it. And so it's so cool because you had this insider's view that I'll never have. I mean, I wasn't here for all that.
I share a lot of the same experiences, Eric, of just growing up. And like, I wouldn't necessarily have been able to tell you like that it was Dina Marie talking, like, you know, when I was a kid or whatever, but I mean, you recognize these voices. They're like part of your subconscious, and you're just like, yeah, it's this beautiful thing that's just kind of been in the background of my life for forever. And I joke that people can I can give away my age because I'm only 3 months older than the radio station. And the radio is actually one of my best friends from growing up. It's her literal birthday, so it's easy to keep track of.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a huge blessing to work here. And I, especially during Share-a-thon, I get so overwhelmed to just think of everyone supporting us. And like you said, Eric, like that we're able to have a job here, and but to know that like your job is in part funded by your family and your friends, and like all these other jobs out there, it's like you're working for a product, and that, I mean, that's absolutely, you know, wonderful, that's, you know, how most people work, but we are just dependent on the generosity of other people. And for me, like, that's overwhelming. I kind of get to a point most share-a-thons where I just start being reminded of every person that has contributed to give all of us our jobs. And I mean, and then I start seeing names that I know, and some of them have been giving for decades and some of them maybe more recently, but I'm just overwhelmed by their generosity. Like, I can't believe that like all of you are supporting us so that we can work here and we can provide this. And so I mean, I just thank all of you because it means so much to us, and I know that you're doing this because you believe in what we're doing. And I'm just so grateful for that.
Yeah, there's so much about the faith and about liturgy and prayers that I learned listening to Modern Day growing up all the time, and it just kind of being on in the background. And you know, yeah, there'd be certain things on when you went to swimming, and certain things would be on when you came back. I clearly remember starting out in CYO swimming in Oregon City and like being wet and cold and miserable, and getting in the car and the evening review with Father James Kubicki would be on, and I would kind of pray along a little bit, but then also be like just kind of not very happy about how swim practice had went.
And then he asks, you know, what were the parts of your day that were difficult?
It's like, well, swimming
right
practice,
now.
Obviously. Yeah. This. And so just it is a real blessing to know some of the history of it and to see how it's grown, and to know that there's so much more to grow. And it's all in the Lord's time. And it'll all happen in a beautiful, prayerful way. And that, you know, yeah, sometimes it is really frustrating if you put in a really long day or like everything's going wrong, and like you can't immediately see the fruits of your labor, and you can't immediately know is anybody even listening? You know, like, you know, I messed something up. Like, you know, gee,
sometimes,
like,
you hope no one's listening.
Yeah. It's like, you know, is this actually,
we call those weekdays.
But, you know, in the end, it's you have to have that trust and that faith that, you know, yeah, you know, this is we're putting in the work, and we're putting the miles on, and we're doing the Lord's work.
Well, I wanted to share a story with you guys, because this happened after the last share-a-thon, and I was at the post office over here in Multnomah Village, and I was dropping off the gifts we were sending out. So I had a car full of truffles, and and you go in the back, and they've got these big bins back there, and you can drop, you know, we put all the postage on and just drop them off, essentially. And I, you know, had couple hundred of these boxes, and I'm out there, and this guy comes out, and what are you doing, you know? And it's like, what are you doing back here on my loading dock, you know? And he asked me, he goes, well, what is all this? And I said, well, I said, we're a nonprofit, and these are our thank you gifts. He goes, what's your nonprofit? And I said, we're the Catholic radio station. His eyes got big, he lit up, and he said, Mater Dei Radio? And I was like, yeah. And this is kind of a gruff looking guy, you know, I thought he was gonna go after me. And he said, oh my gosh. He goes, I have to thank you. He goes, I have been for the last 2 years listening to you as I drive my route, and I have come into the church. I came in at the vigil last year at Christ the King.
Wow.
And so you never know. And that was just one of those little signal graces that I was able to receive, that, hey, we made a difference in somebody's life, brought them into the church through our programming. And then he said, I've graduated. He goes, I don't listen to you guys nearly as much as I used to, because I've graduated on to listening to podcasts on the app.
Oh,
wow.
And so he's listening to those long form programs now on his own. But, you know, that's where he found us. And the Holy Spirit, of course, is our marketing director, and led him to us. But amazing story. Wow. And then I talked to Julie Andurko, because she was still at Christ the King when this happened. And she said, oh, yeah. He was on fire, you know, and was always talking about how he loved Mater Dei Radio, you know.
That's incredible.
That's great.
Well, that's hope right there. I mean, when you were saying, you know, we don't know what effect what we're doing is going to have. We don't know, you know, sometimes, like you said, we have rough days, and we don't know if any of this is, like, doing anything. But then we have to trust. We have to trust that the Lord is going to bring something out of that, and that He is the one directing this work. And so that, I mean, and that's the hope, that, you know, He is bringing all things, you know, to fulfillment, and ultimately bringing us to heaven. And so sometimes we get those little signs of hope to kind of keep us going and remind us that the Lord has everything in control.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to add a story kind of in the same vein as yours, Patrick, and you probably already know this, because this I included in my cover letter, actually, that I wrote when I applied for this job.
Didn't read it.
Oh, well, that explains why I got it. Back when I was still a seminarian, I think I was in my second year, and I, of course, because I was using it so much, I had to go and get my cassock and surplus laundered. And so I took it to a laundry place, and, you know, I mean, and it was time to pick it up. And so I went to pick it up, and, you know, it's Salem, Oregon. So the gentleman working the counter did not really know, like, what a cassock and surplus was. And so I kind of explained it to him, of, like, what this is, and, like, who I was, well, am, and but what I was doing at the time. And he was like, oh, you know, I listen to Mater Dei Radio. I was like, oh, really? And he said, yeah. And he then went on to explain that it was because, you know, just of, like, listening to it, it's pleasant. And he made some remark that I still think about, like, when you get to be my age, you'll eventually not want to constantly listen to music and stuff like that, but you just want to hear people talking. And, like, even though, you know, there's no kind of religious motivation, and even though he's not talking about that hope, he's clearly found a big difference in our programming versus anything else that the radio dial has to offer. And, you know, this average, ordinary guy working at a laundromat listens to Mater Dei Radio because he likes listening to what we have to say as opposed to anyone else out there.
Wow. You know, and that's why I think the power of this theme we have for this share-a-thon really resonates with people. Renew your hope. Where are you going to find that on the radio dial? because you go up and down the dial. Mm. You, the music channels, well, I don't have to say much beyond that. I mean, you just listen. You know, I worked in rock and roll and country and all kinds of different formats in the secular side for most of my career. But what I hear on the radio today, I'm amazed. It was like when if I would have been in radio programming these stations, I would have been fired.
Yeah, you couldn't have played them.
No way. It just blows my mind, some of the lyrics that I hear. But then turn on the other talk stations, and it is just, it's designed to make you mad. Mm-hmm. It is designed to get you angry. And that's the sole goal. It's like, if I can get you angry enough, you're going to listen. Yeah. And we take the opposite tact, and I just love that. It's because it's like, if we can give you the hope that you need to get your day started and be positive and bring you the love of Christ and through Our Lady, you know, what better gift? And where are you going to get that?
Exactly.
Where are you going to get it?
You know, you've been talking too about thinking about being grateful, right? And all of the things that we've been able to do since our last Share-a-thon. I think one of the things that we've been hearing a lot about is people enjoy Father Mike Schmitz and his reading the Bible every morning and reading the catechism every evening. And then, of course, one of our most joyful few hours was with Father Peter Julia. I mean, that man is just on fire for his faith and on fire for vocations. And boy, whenever he has an opportunity to come up here to the station, oh, no work gets done.
No.
Because we just are so inspired to talk with him. A new podcast from Father Peter Julia, and we are excited. I know, Sarah, you're going to be working with him on that. That one's going to be a video podcast.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're working on the details, and yeah, those are one of the things where we need all the pieces to come together, but we're really excited.
And
for
word
that.
Of the week.
Yeah, we have our new word of the week feature. That's a really cool partnership with the Catholic Biblical School Ministries. We haven't really talked about it this Share-a-thon. There's so many things to talk about.
Great problem to have.
Yeah. So it's a new video series that's on the app. If you go to the more section, you can just see a menu and yeah, it's a kind of an exclusive word of the week from Colleen, who's one of the instructors at that biblical school. And I really like that, because I think, you know, it's just a minute, but it helps you pick out a word from the scriptures from that Sunday reading, and so you can listen to it ahead of time or afterwards. And it's something I think is really interesting, because, you know, It, as much as we're involved with just kind of regular media, like we're in the spaces, right? We're in radio, we are on all the podcast platforms, we're on social media, and I've been thinking about, you know, how much, like, sometimes social media, you know, can be negative and can definitely shorten my attention span sometimes with all of those reels, but we are still in those spaces, and even having, you know, it might not be great for our attention span, but even having like those little snippets of good news on our YouTube channel, on Instagram, on Facebook, you know, we encourage you to maybe go listen to the full thing, and also spend time in prayer and all of that, but the fact that we're just there, we have a presence, and sharing the word of the week videos this week, sharing the snippets from our guests, those have been tremendous. Like, I can't believe how many people have seen a clip of Father Peter ringing the bell. That's our most viewed clip of the entire week.
What is up with that? I've had people telling me I saw Father Peter
but
ring the bell.
I mean, I think people like to see the joy of that, you know, and these different words of hope that our guests have been sharing. You know, we need to be in those spaces, you know, even those things that are not, you know, maybe social media isn't like a super positive thing, but we still need to be there. We need to bring the light of Christ there. Because if we're not there, then people who are there are experiencing just bad all the time.
Well, it's the same thing as with KBVM 88.3 and KMME on the air. Like, we are the, like, sole spot of hope and good news on the radio dial. There is a lot of Catholic media out there, but, you know, as anybody who uses social media is aware, the vast majority of it is nonsense and misery and drama and death and stuff to make you angry, and then cat videos, right? So, like, we gotta be in
I like some of the cat.
Right in between the cat videos and all of the misery is you still got to squeeze in some of the good news.
How do those cats play piano?
You can do amazing stuff with
but you're so right. I mean, we need to be in those places and bring Christ's hope there. And one of the things too, I really like that we, with the video especially, and on the radio, is I think we're able to connect our community closer together. Yeah. And that's one thing that people have told me, oh wow, like, you know, you talk to that sister or you talk to that priest and I've never met them, but now I know who they are. And so maybe I'll see them at a Catholic event and oh, I want to go talk to them. I know that person's name. And so there's things like that kind of happen where someone will just, you know, tell me, oh, I heard about this at Monterey Day Radio. I heard about this event that you promoted on the Morning Blend. And it's a way that I think we can bring our community closer together, that we're not all strangers. You know, we are part of this local church, and I love that we have this focus on our local community, our local church. That's one of my favorite things about this ministry, is that we get to know our church, our local church, better, and we get to become more of a family. And that's one of the things that brings me a lot of hope in this ministry.
I'm going to second that, and that's going to be our segue into, usually we're the ones saying, Father so-and-so, what is it that gives you hope? So I'm going to put you guys on the spot and make you go around the table. But since you just said that, I'm going to echo it and say the fact that all of the people I'm holding our guest list who have filled up this week, mm-hmm. who we reached out and said, hey, would you come on and spend an hour or two in the case of certain people? And they all said yes, enthusiastically, the vast majority of them. And some of them were like, well, I can't, I can do this hour. Oh, sorry, Father, we already got that one filled. Well, whatever works, you know? So, and this is also a way to say thank you. We've got a very long list of people who have taken their time out of their day, not only all of the volunteers who have come and answered phones, who have brought us delicious food throughout the week, and there's too many of them to thank, and I know Deb thanks them proficiently, but like, thank you to all of you who've come and helped, because you make this happen. Mm-hmm. We stand in here in the studio and laugh and joke and talk about stuff, but
they're doing the hard work,
doing all the hard work, taking all the phone numbers down, getting all the details. Curtis has to do a lot of that hard work too. You're running up and down the hallways. But Monday we had Ed Langlois, communications director from Catholic Charities. We had the Sisters of the Little Way, Bishop Kenneth Steiner, and Father Randy Wong, who came and stayed for 2 hours. On Tuesday, Father Odo Recker drove down from Mount Angel Abbey to sit with us in studio for an hour. David Indris retired just when he thought he was out. We pulled him back in, right? Mother Mary of the Angels, Father Tim Mikaitis, pastor of Queen of Peace down in Salem. Before he went on vacation pilgrimage, Monsignor John Syak came into the studio and recorded so that we could have some of his reflections to put on the air, as well as Julie Spencer, his director of evangelization, came in studio. My pastor, Father Eric Anderson, his vicar, Father Christopher Burnaby, and their seminarian, Gerardo, came in and spent the hour with us Tuesday evening.
They moved their evening prayer for us to come in.
Yeah. And that's just Tuesday. So now we're on to Wednesday. Leonardo DeFilippis from St. Luke Productions came in. He's been here since the very beginning. Father John Boyle from Our Lady of Perpetual Help down in Cottage Grove. Sister Anne Marie Warren from Our Lady of Peace Retreat House. Miriam Marston, host of Blazing the Trail and the director of faith formation at St. Anthony's in Tigard. Sister Krista von Borstel came and joined us in studio. And of course, Father Peter Julia, when 1 hour wasn't enough, two it is. You know, he stepped out of the danger zone.
He can still be talking.
Thursday morning, Julian Durko, who's traveling and taking care of family, carved out some time and called in to join us for the hour. Dina Marie Hale, longtime KBVM veteran, she came in and spent an hour with us. Chris Blanchard, director of the Grotto, came in and not only gave of his own money, he made a very generous donation. He gave up his time, and he's volunteer to take all of these.
Skip Leonardo.
No, I said Leonardo. Wednesday morning.
All right. I don't want to.
I would not forget the voice.
We'll say Leonardo twice.
Star. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
But Leonardo DeFilippis, the voice, the man, the myth, the legend. Chris Blanchard, so Chris Blanchard at the Grotto, and also before his vacation pilgrimage, Monsignor Gerard O'Connor came in and did the same thing as Monsignor Syak. He recorded some pre-recorded segments on Reflections so that we could air him, and Jenna Slotnick, his associate, his pastoral associate, came in and joined us in studio. Father Gary Zurr from St. Edward's in Kaiser carved out some time. Father Thomas Nathy drove down from Vancouver despite
being rerouted by his GPS app.
He still made it and spent an hour with us. Sister Angela Marie Castellani from the Franciscan.
She was wonderful. She came all the way from Bridal Veil. Right.
Wow.
And this morning, Sister Teresa Harrell came and joined us. And then Bishop Peter Smith joined us from the phone, carving us into his busy schedule. And a man who needs no introduction, Father Tony Galati, joined us in studio.
Yeah.
And then spent an hour with the volunteers and heard my confession. Thank you, Father Tony.
Oh, wow.
Then Father Mark Bentz from St. Alice down in Springfield carved us into his schedule.
And sang.
Yeah. Yes.
Then all of us got to sit here and pray for an hour, and we're going to be joined by a certain good deacon here who's not going to be here for one, not going to be here for two. He's going to be here for three whole hours.
I hope so, because he is my ride home.
And maybe mine, too. Hopefully he will stay all the way to the end. Yeah.
I got to say, when I reached out to a lot of the guests this year, because David used to do that, and just... You're right. How quickly they say yes. They say yes. We want to help you, and it's been really interesting when I've asked new people, and this has happened in past years. And I said, hey, like, what do you think about coming on the radio during the Share-a-thon? And sometimes there's maybe a question of, well, what will it be like? But there's never any hesitation of, oh no, I don't want to support you. It's always, even for brand new people who have never been on the radio before, who have never done anything like this, their willingness to say yes and to trust us that this will be a good experience for them. I'm very grateful for that. I'm so grateful that everyone that you just named, Aaron, is so willing to help us. And there was even more people that we asked who wanted to help, but the scheduling didn't work out. And I am so thankful for that enthusiasm. Support from our community, because I mean, we really wouldn't be here without those, all these different people, all these priests and religious and ministry leaders, and those are those partnerships that I think just really make our ministry what it is.
Absolutely.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is our Hour of Mercy, and we have a special gift we'd like to give you. And again, it's just our way of saying thank you and saying that we are so glad that you're listening and a part of this ministry. It's our Divine Mercy devotional phone decal. We've got our volunteers standing by that want to take your prayer request, which Brenda will take to Italy to Our Lady of Loreto, or to our Mary's house to pray.
That's right.
And we'll send also one of these beautiful Divine Mercy decals out to you. 888-823-5286, 888-823-5286. Again, we're not taking any gifts right now. We'll do that hot and heavy at 4, but right now we're just praying and just being reflective and just thanking you for all the blessings you brought us.
So, which tees me up, we have 7 minutes to go before we do start soliciting all of your donations. Pat, what's something that brings you hope?
You guys, every morning, it kind of, I just look at it as a family, and I feel so blessed, and I think about that, and so when I'll start to get a little bit down or see some pressure, I mean, the economy right now is tough on us, and I will just give you an example. Our insurance rates have gone up 37% in the last year, 37%.
Yeah.
And so you start to, the business side of me is, I've got an MBA, and so I've kind of oriented that way. And, it'll start to be like, wow, this is like really challenging. This is really tough. And then I'll think about it, and it's like, you're not running this thing. It's not, somebody else is taking care of this. Just, stay committed, stay, and then think about, wow, I've got this incredible team of people who I envy your faith. I was like, start to get down and think about how you guys approach your faith. And that's what gives me my hope. That's where I draw it from that. And then we get, you know, as you mentioned, that lineup of all those heavy hitters right there.
I mean, yeah, my goodness, right?
It's kind of like, I got the best brain trust in the world right here, you know, and this, we've been calling them Agents of Hope. Mm. You know, so it's our agency. That's what gives me hope. It really does. And to be able to renew yourself in the Eucharist and the sacraments, you know, when you start to wander and start to get down, there's just something about going to confession and receiving the Eucharist that just, boom, you're back. You know, you're energized again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Jesus. I mean, purely and simply, it's Jesus. Yeah. That's what gives me hope.
So I wanted to share this. I try to pray the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm not very consistent, and especially this week. But yesterday or the day before, so it's a shortened version of the Divine Office with a focus on prayers for and in glory of Our Lady. And one of these hit me just kind of right between the eyes. One of the Psalms did. So you know you do some prayers and then you read the you pray the Psalms and then. So this one from is especially a poignant because of what we're talking about. Psalm 126. Unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Unless the Lord keep the city, he watcheth in vain that keepeth it. In vain do ye rise before the light, rise not till ye have rested, O ye that eat the bread of sorrow. When he giveth sleep to his beloved, lo, children are an heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb a reward. Like as arrows in the hand of the mighty one, so are the children of the outcast. Blessed is the man whose desire is satisfied with them. He shall not be confounded when he speaketh with his enemies in the gate. But since we're talking about Our Lady's house, that last line, obviously, because now I'm a father. But the first one, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And we like to joke that this is Our Lady's, well, not a joke, excuse me. This is Our Lady's radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my throwaway lines when things get serious is like, oh, that's Our Lady's house. She'll take care of it. But the volunteers, this guest list, the fact that people in this economy are calling in and giving of their hard-earned dollars when, believe me, I know how tight things are getting between gas and everything else, and they still call in and they still support Our Lady's radio station because it's not our work. We are the ones who are called at this moment in time to have custody of it and to keep it going forward. But this is Our Lady's radio station and it has been from the start. And as long as she wants it to be up and running, it's going to be up and running because it's hers. And what the lady wants, the lady gets. Somebody wants it. Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you, especially since we're talking about going to the Holy House and everything else. So, next, what brings you hope, Miss Brenda?
Thing, I know. It is all of it. I have to have, you know, I feel like I am one of those people who... God bless me in my lack of humility, but God is constantly having to remind me, I feel like, in little small ways, Brenda, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. This is what I need you to be doing. I am very quick to listen to the lie, right? The lie that the devil tells me. People often tell us when I see them on the street, they recognize my voice. That was so wonderful. I love the morning show. I'm not trained in communications. I'm not trained in broadcasting. David showed me everything I needed to know to be on the radio station. And so that lie I let myself listen to is, they're just being nice to you. You know that you're not trained to do this. Right? So God has to constantly remind me, Pat, you said something to me, and I know that you didn't even realize it. And I went... We're doing our thing. You know, when David left, you know, we had that morning show, you know, David and Brenda in the morning.
Yeah.
It was a smooth running machine. It was the best 2 hours of the day. We had so much fun. We had developed such a great friendship. And then he retired. And so we were like, okay, we've got to redevelop this. And so since October, It's been Brenda and Pat in the morning, right? And so, you know, we had to kind of figure out how are we going to do this and how are you going to cover that? Well, wait a second. We'd get on the air and it's like, well, I already had that story. But it was just last week, maybe even the week before, that you came in. We said, good morning. All right, what's in the news? And then we went back and forth. All right, you've got this. I've got that. We'll cover this. Great. And you said, we've got ourselves figured out here now, don't we? And you walked out the door. And I went, that's it. We have figured out what our roles are and how we are going to do this. And it's not the way David and I did it in the morning, which is, it's the way Brenda and Pat are going to do it in the morning. And it was just a reminder, like, yeah, we're doing it. It's different than what it was. And hopefully, well, it's a new way. I'm not going to say a better way, but it's God's way. And that was a hope that I had.
Amen.
It was God's way that we're getting it done, and I love it.
And it's me and Eric next week, so God help us.
So then the wheels are going to come off. But,
pray.
Your turn, sir.
Oh, man. What gives me hope? Well, I guess the most easy way to put it is knowing that kind of the... there's always somewhere to go, I guess. And and what I mean by that is that, you know, I'm not gonna like elaborate, but you know, I went through some very, very difficult times, some of those while studying for the Archdiocese as a seminarian, and being able to reflect on, you know, that I got through that, and not just I got through that, but God got me through that, because really there's no other way. There's no other way. And that, you know, he's got me in his hand, and he's not gonna lead me in the wrong way, and that I have to let go and trust, and that I have to, you know, surrender up what I have, and as difficult as that is, you know, when I do that, things are going to go well, and they're going to go better than I could have ever planned on or imagined. And so through the bad days, through the worst days, you know, there's always knowing that, you know, this isn't where we're supposed to land. You know, we need to keep going, and there's something even beyond that. You know, there are grander designs. There are bigger things than us and our darkness and our sins, and bigger things than even the crosses that we drag along behind us, and that, you know, Simon and Jesus help us carry. You know, and we're helping to build the kingdom of God, and that our hope lies in, God willing, one day being able to see that beatific vision, the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Amen.
That's hope right there.
That's hope.
Okay, let's get back to work.
All right.
Awesome hour, guys. That's the best one yet. Way to, well done. Thank you, guys.